more?
No, just one lady and that's it.
Oh.
Oh, that, it could be her.
Yeah. Hobby Boone Blows, could you just please repeat the name to make sure you have it right?
No, I'm not. There ain't nobody here.
What about the lady?
Oh, boy, this is tough. Oh, brother.
What does the city think? It's above being jacked around or something?
I guess. Jeez. Wow.
Good morning. It's Drew and Mike calling on the radio at WRIF, and we're trying to get Hobby Boolin Blows paged.
Huh?
Hobby Boolin Blows?
Yes, it's a customer, and we were hoping that he could be paged, and he would come right to the phone. But the name is Hobby Boolin Blows. Could you please repeat that?
There's nobody here by that name.
Ma'am, nobody paged him, though. And we got, apparently, there's a kidney on ice here for him. We're just trying to get him over here to do the surgery. It's crazy.
Could you try saying the name, please?
No.
Well, ma'am.
What's the name?
Hobby Boolin Blows.
Hobby Boolin Blows?
Hobby Boolin Blows.
Hobby Boolin Blows.
Yeah. He came in for the Lord of the Dance specials, I guess. Is that you guys?
No.
Now, wait a minute.
Oh, I guess that had expired. I don't know. He's there. He's supposed to be there. He said he'd be near the phone.
Hobby Boolin Blows.
Yeah.
This is a prank.
Why would you say it's a prank?
Because Hobby Boolin Blows?
Yeah.
What about it? Do you know Hobby Boolin Blows?
No.
No?
No.
Well, why would you think it's a prank?
Because the name.
What's the matter? Are you going to make something of his name?
No, I'm not making fun of his name.
Hey, look,
he
can't help it if he's from Ethiopia, ma'am.
Okay, is that who he is? Hold on. Is there a Hobby Boolin Blows in the house? Nope.
Are you sure?
Yep.
Did you see anybody that looks like they just got their back hair permed?
I'm sorry?
Anybody riding the hobby horse?
No.
I guess he was coming in there. He was trying to get some a little more sugar in there before his digital exam. I don't know. It's crazy.
My regulars.
Did anybody order a tube steak this morning with their coffee or no?
No.
Supposedly you wanted a hot beef injection or something. I don't know. You guys offer that, don't you?
He wants the great mushroom massage.
He wants somebody to make Uncle Hobby cry. I don't know.
have you heard of Hobby Boolin?
No.
He's your goalie.
Yeah, for your Phoenix Coyotes.
No, I haven't been to a Coyote game yet.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah.
We'll see. Hobby Boolin does blow, and you know it, right?
Yeah.
That's why you never go. You don't care to see some goalie on his knees doing that.
No.
No,
that's
okay.
Right.
Why are you calling me and bothering me?
So that we can be amused.
Get the hell out of here.
Jeez.
Oh, she was all right.
She was all right for a while, then she threw a fit.
Give her credit. She can handle a dick joke.
Yeah.
I've got a prescription for you. Another hot beef injection.
That comment really got her. You know, she went for that. Suddenly she didn't know. I was like, oh, maybe this isn't a joke. Maybe I better pay.
Some guy nursed back to health. Hey there, it's Drew and Mike calling on WRIF Radio. We're trying to get Hobby Boolin Blows paged for, it's kind of an important non-emergency. Yeah, if you could just page him right near the phone. He said he'd be near the phone.
Oh, okay, just a second.
Can you just call the name out?
Hobby Boolin. I'm sorry, Hobby.
Hobby Boolin Blows?
Okay, Hobby Boolin Blows. Just stay online.
Right.
Hello?
Yes?
Yes, sir. Nobody like that name.
I didn't hear you say it loud enough. He's a little hard of hearing, I guess. Could you just yell it from the phone? He said he'd be right near the phone.
No, because I ask everybody, because I have just three customers, and they take seat inside, and nobody has name like Hobby Boolin Blows.
Yeah, but he's right near the phone, and he said if he didn't hear his name, he was thinking about plunging somebody, so I don't know. He's pretty tempestuous. Just yell it out. I just as a preemptive strike against being plunged, okay?
Okay.
Hobby Bullen Blows. Just yell it out.
I have no idea exactly.
No, but you can just look out upon the restaurant and just go, Hobby Bullen Blows.
I see, I did, but nobody liked that name.
All right, don't be difficult, okay? We'll call the shots here. Just yell it out, and everything will be cool.
I know. I understand, but I did.
Yeah, but go ahead and say it loudly so we can hear you say it loudly.
Okay.
We don't have time to jack around, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so just yell it out, Hobby Bullen Blows.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead. Hello? Yeah, there he is.
There it is. Okay.
He even
okay.
pulled the other phone off the hook so we could hear it.
Yeah, mission accomplished. That's a wrap. Bonus points.
Hello?
Yeah, I was just, he was calling out for Hobby Bullen Blows.
What is that?
He's a friend of ours that's there with the pink goalie pads.
Yeah.
A thing with what?
He's got the pink goalie pads on.
He just
reinvented himself, I guess.
There's a string on the end of each one. It's nuts.
I don't know anybody by here that name.
But you don't know everybody that comes in there, and he just reinvented himself, so.
I'll be right with you.
Mm-hmm.
There's nobody here by that.
Did you want to say the name once?
No, that's okay. I'm not that stupid.
Say Hobby Bullen Blows. Go ahead, say it.
Hobby Bullen Blows.
Okay, decent.
That's better. And don't run around thinking you're Einstein or something.
That away, bitch.
Well, thanks so much.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Boy, she sounded cute.
Are you digging her?
I think.
Sounded about Tara's age.
What's wrong with that?
The way you like them.
Tara's much too old. Oh, that was sweet.
Mike W. Jackson.
Mm-hmm.